The former prince, who had once been the pride and joy of young Catherine Sutland, sat in the kitchen entryway for about 10 minutes after its latest foray into the bedroom. It sat with its head up, its eyes wide and unblinking. It had been existing on very short commons over the last 2 months. It had fed well this evening, gorged, in fact, and it should have been feeling logy and sleepy. It had been both for a while, but now all sleepiness had departed. What replaced it was a feeling of nervousness which grew steadily worse. Something had snapped several of the hair-thin tripwires posted in that mystical zone where the dog's senses and its intuition overlapped. The bitchmaster continued to moan in the other room and to make occasional talking noises, but her sounds were not the source of the stray's jitters. They were not what had caused it to sit up when it had been on the verge of drifting placidly off to sleep, and not the reason why its good ear was now cocked alertly forward, and its muzzle had wrinkled back far enough to show the tips of its teeth. It was something else. Something not right. Something which was possibly dangerous. As Jessie's dream peaked and then began to spiral down into darkness, the dog suddenly scrambled to its feet, unable to bear the steady sizzle in its nerves any longer. It turned, pushed open the loose back door with its snout, and jumped out into the windy dark. As it did, some strange and unidentifiable scent came to it. There was danger in that scent, almost certainly danger. The dog raced for the woods as fast as its swollen, overloaded belly would allow. When it had gained the safety of the undergrowth, it turned and squirmed a little way back toward the house. It had retreated, true enough, but a great many more alarm bells would have to go off inside before it would consider completely abandoning the wonderful supply of food it had found. Safely hidden, its thin, weary, intelligent face crisscrossed with overlapping ideograms of moonshadow, the stray began to bark, and it was this sound which eventually drew Jessie back to consciousness.